Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people a teaching that brings them grace. Amen. Amen. Today is the last Sunday before Christmas. Is the Spirit beating within you, ready to receive God's gift of the Christ child in 7 days? If you can honestly say, my spirit is ready to receive Christ, then you are truly blessed. But if your honest response is, my heart is not ready to receive Christ, then ask yourself, why is my spirit not open and not ready to receive Christ with awe, wonder, and passion? At Christmas, there are many reasons why someone cannot open their hearts to Jesus, and these are just a few of them. Family dysfunction, the death of a loved one, the death of a relationship, loneliness, missing a loved one because of distance, work, or illness, eating and drinking too much during all those pre-Christmas parties, and expecting too much out of Christmas because we prepared for perfection in gift-giving, but neglected to prepare our hearts for the true spiritual activities of Christmas, the gifting of ourselves to Jesus Christ. It's never too late to prepare ourselves and to give ourselves as the ultimate gift to Christ, because God is full of grace. These 5 steps can be helpful in putting and keeping love, hope, joy, and peace, not only in Christmas, but in every day of the year. Step number 1, pray. Simple enough, pray. Push the stop button of our crazy eternal busyness and pray, here I am, God. And truly invite the Spirit of God into your heart by listening and not speaking. Step number 2, examine your life. This is an easy way to do this. Divide a sheet of paper in half. On one side of the paper, write down all the things you've done that would not be considered loving your neighbor as yourself. And then on the other side, write down everything that you were thankful for, all those blessings you've received. And when you do that, I think you will be amazed at how truly blessed you really are. Step number 3, repent of your sins. Sins hinder us from accepting the life of joy Christ desires to give us. Step 4, accept the gift of heavenly forgiveness. There's not a gift in the world more precious and more valuable than forgiving and being forgiven. And step 5, be thankful. Simply be thankful. It's not every day a Savior is born in order to die for us to be forgiven of our sins. Repentance. It is important because without it, Christ cannot restore us to imperfect wholeness, where the light of Christ can shine through the mended cracks of our brokenness. But even though Christ restores us and we are made whole, restoration never makes something brand new. It cannot do that. Vehicles are good examples of this. The day they come off the assembly line, the elements of the world begin affecting their newness, and when they are sold, they are no longer new. They are used. And some people enjoy restoring a used, life-wearied vehicle back to its original beauty and purpose, even though they know that many of the damages that being in the world created over the years can never be completely removed. And yet, their desire to give a vehicle a second chance to once again be enjoyed, to them is worth every penny and every hour they gave it. And so it is with God when we turn our life-weary souls back to Him. 3 times the psalm repeats, restore us, O God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. For me, the Book of Common Prayer translation seems to lack the emotion a group of people begging God to forgive them, to love them, and to restore their nation. However, these 2 translations I feel bring passion to these verses in a way that I can relate to, that I can understand, and I can even say, yes, Lord Jesus, I've been in the broken places where I have pleaded for you to restore me. The first one comes from the complete Jewish Bible. God of armies, restore us. Make your face shine and we will be saved. And the second one comes from the New Century Version. God, take us back. God, take us back. Show us your kindness so we can be saved. Show us your kindness so we can be saved. Thomas A. Kempis in Book 4, Chapter 9 of The Imitation of Christ shows us, in the form of a disciple speaking with Christ, how to prayerfully prepare ourselves and purify our consciences in order to meet Christ at Christmas. And this is the disciple praying, talking with Christ. All things in heaven and on earth are yours, O Lord, and I long to give myself to you as a voluntary offering and to remain forever yours. With a sincere heart, I offer myself this day to you and to your eternal service. I do this by way of homage and as a sacrifice of everlasting praise. O Lord, upon your altar of forgiveness, I offer to you all the sins and offenses I have committed in your presence and in the presence of your holy angels, from the day when I first could sin until this hour. Burn and consume them all in the fire of your love, that you may wipe away their smear on my life. Cleanse my conscience of every fault and restore to me your grace which I lost in sin. Grant full pardon for all these things and receive me mercifully with the kiss of peace. I offer to you also all the good I have, small and imperfect though it is, that you may make it more pure and more holy, that you may be pleased with it, render it acceptable to yourself, and perfect it more and more. And finally, that you may leave me a casual and worthless creature to a good and happy end. I offer you also these prayers in your saving sacrifice for any who have injured me in any way, saddened or slandered me, or inflicted loss or pain upon me, and also for those whom I have at any time saddened, disturbed, offended, or abused by word or deed, whether knowingly or in ignorance. May it please you to forgive all of us for our sins and offenses against one another. Take from our hearts, O Lord, all suspicion, anger, wrath, contention, and whatever else may injure or lessen our love for each other. Have mercy, O Lord, on those who ask for your mercy. Give grace to those who need it, and make us people worthy to enjoy your favor and gain eternal life. Amen. When we truly prepare our spirits, our hearts, in such a meaningful way as the disciples did, then we will be giving Jesus Christ the best Christmas present we could ever give, especially as it is stated in Psalm 51. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. And when we offer our brokenness, God will graciously and lovingly do for you and for me what the Israelites sang in the psalm we read today. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance and we shall be saved. God of armies, restore us. Make your face shine and we will be saved. God, take us back. Take us back. Show us your kindness, so we can be saved. The question for the week is this: what do you need to do? What do you need to do for the Spirit within you to be ready to receive God's gift of Christ Jesus at Christmas, to be saved and to be restored? Because our loving God is gracious, kind, and forgiving. We will now have a moment of silence.